Well, happy Easter still. Our theme for Holy Week and Easter season is Be Like Jesus. As he washed the feet of his disciples, Jesus said, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Jesus wanted his followers to be like him. And so be like Jesus in love and service, as Jesus demonstrated on Maundy Thursday. Be like Jesus and faithfully surrender yourself into God's hands when it's clear you are facing a situation you cannot change, as Jesus did on Good Friday. Be like Jesus and love enough to grieve, as followers of Jesus did on Holy Saturday while the body of Jesus was buried. Be like Jesus and scare people, like the risen Jesus did on Easter morning, according to Matthew. Be like Jesus and question. The first words out of the mouth of the risen Christ on Easter were questions, according to John. And then on Easter night, according to John, Jesus found the disciples. They were hiding in a locked room. They were grieving and afraid and still wondering, all very appropriate responses to the trauma they had witnessed. And Jesus emerged through locked doors and offered them peace. Twice. Clearly they needed it. And then he did a strange thing. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now the author of Luke and Acts, who's thought to be the same person, remembered the Spirit coming with great power 50 days later. In Acts, the Spirit sounds like the wind and looks like fire and acts like a universal translator. We read and we celebrate that version of the Spirit's arrival every year on the day of Pentecost, this year on May 24. John's gospel is not contradicting that account, but it adds a different perspective to our understanding of the work of the Spirit. In John, the Spirit flows quietly from the breath of Jesus onto the disciples. And in John, the Spirit has one job. Forgive. Empowered by the Spirit, Jesus said he was sending them into the world to forgive. Now, there are three words for forgive in the New Testament. Apolluo is occasionally translated as forgive. More often, it's translated as release or loose or divorce. Apolluo is not the word Jesus used here. Charizomai is often translated as forgiveness. Its root is charis, or grace. Charizomai is the gracious, lavished, undeserved forgiveness of God poured out on us because God loves us so. It's a great word, but it's not the word that Jesus used here. The word for forgive in this encounter is aphiemi, sometimes translated as leave or let go or send away. When Jesus cried from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do, he used a form of this word. And when Matthew's gospel described the death of Jesus, the writer also used this word in saying, Jesus cried with a loud voice and let go of his spirit. Charizomai is more of an attitude, be gracious and loving to those who've harmed you. Aphiemi is an action. Put it out of your mind, release it, let it go. Aphiemi is the kind of forgiveness that lets go of resentment and decides not to allow all those past hurts to live rent-free in your head. That stuff takes up too much room and weighs you down, so send it packing, aphiemi. And on the day he rose from the dead, Jesus empowered the disciples to let some things go. To their credit, they immediately put it into practice. The disciples could easily have been frustrated with Thomas for abandoning the group. Why was he not with them on Easter night offering comfort and support? A common human response would be to say, well, if he did not need us, we do not need him. But the disciples let go of any hurt or resentment they may have carried for Thomas. They went to him, even when he did not believe them, even when he acted like they were foolish, even when he acted with a bit of superiority You might believe a fairy tale like that if you want, but unless I see. The other disciples let go of all of that and welcomed Thomas into their midst. And a week later, Jesus showed up again. So I wonder, who needs some Easter FMI from you? What hurts or resentments are you carrying around that would be good to let go of for your sake as well as for the sake of others? It is not easy, I know, but Jesus has given us the power of the Spirit to do this work. But notice another gift of the Spirit given by Jesus on that Easter day, and it's the other side of forgiveness. Jesus said some sins need to be forgiven, aphiemi, let go, but some need to be retained or seized or held on to, krateo. The same word was used by Judas as the signal to arrest Jesus. The one I kiss, he is the one, seize him, krateo him. Jesus was doing a strange but special thing here. On one large macro level, Jesus was giving an important gift to the church, the authority to let go of and hold on to sin. Jesus understood that the world would change and we must change with it. Some actions understood as sin in one generation might be understood differently in another generation and would need to be let go, released. Some actions accepted in one generation would come to be seen as harmful and would need to be retained, seized, bound. As an example, the authority to forgive is why I'm standing here. For centuries, most churches believed women's leadership was unbiblical, so it was retained, prohibited. Later, many started to remember that women were among the disciples of Jesus. They were last at the cross and first at the tomb. Maybe women should be allowed to lead, and so that practice in some circles was loosed or set free. The authority to do so was given on that Easter night when Jesus breathed the Spirit. And so this power to forgive and retain has allowed the church to change and seek to be like Jesus in every generation. Jesus gave us a huge, huge gift. This gift also applies on a personal level. Some wrongs done to us can and should be forgiven in order to set us and the other person free. But some can and should be retained in order to avoid further harm. You can forgive a person who is struggling with addiction, for example. You can be like Jesus and let go of resentment and practice compassion and want the best for them. But you can also be like Jesus and retain the memory of what's going on and what they're dealing with. You can faithfully refuse to give money or let them drive your kids. That's also being like Jesus. Jesus forgave those who came to him in repentance, seeking a new way of life, and he spoke out against those who caused harm. At one point he said, it would be better if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to cause one of these little ones harm. Jesus demonstrated both forgiveness and retention, and he empowers us to do the same. So be like Jesus. And forgive and retain. Amen.